Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Yes, this is right across the Cops Coast, Hit 105.5. It's Joel and Tools and Scotty second because we're about to play.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Okay, welcome.
No, I'm on because he keeps doing that to my microphone. It's so not fair.
I think there's a bit of skullduggery trying to happen right now. If you've just joined us for the very first time and you don't know what mating calls is, the two contestants today are Tools and Scotty.
Woo-hoo!
I will be doing, I'll be reading an article from wherever, and then during that article, I will drop in an animal. The first person to deliver the animal noise wins.
Yes, so it's speed here, okay?
Outstanding.
Yes. We're ready
okay.
Or not?
Yes, we are. Is everyone ready?
Oh,
Scotty,
ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, and because of, and this is what will happen as well, all Scotty's fans will just jump on that train and go, oh, Scotty got robbed. That's what they do to us all the time. So we do have a judge today.
The judge today is Benny G. You know him from the Hit Squad. You have one role to judge what's coming out of their mouth. Are you ready, Benny G?
I was born ready for this.
All right, let's go. Let's have some fun. Oh, he's actually playing with Tools' microphone.
And you will get disqualified for that. That's not fair.
Don't worry about the article, whether it's current. It's just about listening for the animal. There's lots of reasons why people are taking part in the Bendigo Bank Coffs Harbour Running Festival on September the 3rd. For some, it is the culmination of weeks or months of hard training. For others, it is an opportunity to set a PB for a donkey.
Loud, Scotty.
I'm trying to
that was
it.
That was really, really close. I think Scotty just barely
slipped
over the line for the first one.
Benny.
Scotty's got point. Wait, you can't intimidate me, Tools.
Oh my god.
Scotty just slipped under the
All
line.
Alright, that's fine.
Come on, Tools, you've got this one. Let's go. I need you now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Scotty, I'm here.
You
I'm
know
on.
What? Well
this
done.
Has happened to me before anyway, and I just won it.
You're gonna come back.
Yes.
Okay, we have to go to a best of three, which we will after this because Tools is about to get it. Here we go, article number two. The future of Coffs Harbour basketball is in good hands if the scoring records of some of its up-and-coming juniors are anything to go by. Playing in the various Suns junior rep teams, a look through the lists of the sheep top...
I'm going to stick there.
I think Tools already knows who won that one. Sorry, Tools. I love you, but that was definitely
I'm not
Scotty.
Looking at you, Benny, and I'm not talking to you for the rest of the day, and I'm not helping you jumpstart your car after the show.
Ow, that's rough. Scotty seems like a nice guy. You'll help me jumpstart my car, won't
I
you,
I will,
Scotty?
Mate. No problem.
So, I appreciate it.
Can we get a final decision on this? We just played mating calls. Did we have a loss for the first time to Tools? Benny G, come in.
I'm afraid we did.
Joel sorry, and Tools.
I lost. It's the first time.
I'm sorry, Tools.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I got to get used to losing. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Yes.
Ugh. I don't know. He's loud.
You've done it. Yeah.
He's loud.
He's using the loudness.
Yeah, I know. He's drained
and
you
and
out.
And that was my technique. He did. He drowned me out.
Doing one of the hit TV shows at the moment is Australian Survivor, and Tools, you were watching it last night, getting involved with Ziggy and her unbelievable play because she's actually still in.
Oh, yeah, she is in. Sorry. Hair straightener just dropping around the studio. But the thing is, last night the whole game got switched up a little bit. Instead of two people leaving the island, they went to Exile Beach. They're now going to be in the other tribe. There's going to be a whole jumble up. But Ziggy's here. Hey, Ziggy.
Hello.
What's going on? This is so strange interviewing someone that's still on the island on our TV.
I know, right? No, well, I'm here to talk to you all, so that's so funny.
So what about last night, Ziggy? I was it just shows with the producing and how everything, because I assumed maybe that you'd be going, but then I thought there's no way in hell you could be going, just knowing we had this chat with you. And I went, what's going on? But obviously behind the scenes, there was a lot of stuff happening because you had agreed to go with Lockie and Tara and even talked Annalise into it. And then all of a sudden, you went back with your alliance.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is missed, but pretty much Tara and Lockie and Annalise were trying to get me on side for so long, and I was just playing along with it, like just being like, yeah, sounds good. Never actually ever going to be with them, but just trying to make them think that I was. So it was just hilarious that they fell for it.
Oh, so you were saying you're a lot smarter than what is being perceived at
but
the moment.
But then even when you did your one-on-one to the camera and you were saying how annoying AK was because he's lazy, I was like, there's no way that Ziggy's going to stick with AK. I thought you fooled the viewers as well as...
Well, it's true. Like, AK didn't help out around camp. Like, he is lazy, but you don't just, you know, stick with people who are good. You know, this is a game of Survivor, and he's in my alliance. So just because he's lazy doesn't mean that I'm going to vote him out, you know? Like,
outwit, outplay, outlast. You talk about laziness at camp because a lot of people think that it's a holiday. What's more important to you, social game, physicality, or helping out at camp? Or do you think it is just a combination of everything?
Yeah, it's a balance between everything. But I think most of all, it is a social game, you know? It's all well and good to be good at challenges and all of that, but in the end, you can't be too good at challenges because then you'll get voted out.
Are you saying that because you didn't have a good challenge last night?
No, seriously. But no, it's true though. If you're really strong in challenges, you'll get voted out. If you're really good around camp and if you're really friendly and really social, then you'll get voted out. So it's just finding... you know, people that you trust and just, I don't know, going with your gut and you can't stick with the people who are good around camp and who are good in challenges or whatever. You just have to suss out who is going to get you further in the game.
So, Ziggy, were you a massive fan of the American Survivor?
No.
Because a lot of people say they watch it religiously and that's why they're so happy it's back in Australia. Or were you the same?
I'm not a mega super fan. No, I definitely haven't seen every season of the US Survivor, but I do love Survivor. So I've seen a few seasons here and there. But no, I can't say that I'm a mega hard, diehard fan.
Because a lot of people, they're comparing the two because you got so many people that love that American Survivor.
Yeah.
How would you say it compares to the Australian one?
Well, the American Survivor, I think, is only 39 days long, or 37 maybe, and ours is 55. So, like, it is intense the length of time that the Australian Survivor is, like, out there for. But other than that, I'd say it's pretty similar. Like, the challenges are just as epic. The people are just as crazy. Like, it's the same.
Well, Ziggy, we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been great watching you. Cannot wait to see what happens as well. Really looking forward to see, because obviously watching it, we're going get AK off the island, so hoping he's out soon.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. He'll be happy to hear that.